Welcome to Pax Europiana, the podcast about peace, non-existing peace in Europe. And unfortunately, we are now in a very dangerous moment in the Balkan again. And that's why I released this podcast. A potential new war by Serbia against Bosnia and Kosovo. This is now highly likely. And I think it will happen within the next 4 weeks. We are in a very dangerous moment in the Balkan again. And I call the international community to be attentive and to be in a position to deter such a war. Deterrence must mean massive presence of American and NATO groups in the Balkan countries, which are already NATO, and also to make it very clear that any aggression, any form of secession in Bosnia, or any form of attack against Kosovo by the Serb government or their paramilitary troops or proxies will be retaliated immediately by bombs on Belgrade and Banja Luka. So we will not wait like the last time for months and months until they commit genocide or try to create facts. Yeah? Then we will not do that. We will immediately target the strategic cities and their infrastructure and, of course, the government communication areas in Banja Luka and in Belgrade. Immediately, in case of war. Because what we cannot need at this moment is another war of diversion and distraction orchestrated by the Kremlin to relieve the pressure in Ukraine from them. They have done enough of them. And we are like blind. And I have warned of a new war in Venezuela, in North Korea, in Israel, and by Iran and the Houthis. And what we have now? We have escalation from the Houthis, from the Hamas. And of course, they are the proxies of Iran, and Iran is the proxy of Russia. And of course, there is great interest by Russia to have the escalation in the Balkans now. Because why? Because they are basically defeated in Ukraine. Basically, they are defeated and they are in retreat. And they, of course, put everything but the sink now against the Ukrainian forces in the east. And they are desperate. But they know that logistically, technology, fiscally, of course, they have lost. In all strategic sense, they are defeated. And so, of course, new wars of diversion in order to distract the Western policymakers' attention and our military and fiscal resources between various fields, which they have quite successfully achieved in terms of the Houthis in Yemen and, of course, the Hamas in Israel. That was big points. Strike. Well done, Kremlin. Well done, Iran. Of course, it's a disaster and it's horrible the result for the people there and even for the proxies. Because of course we will defeat the Houthis. Of course we will defeat Hamas. And of course there is no doubt on the outcome of such a proxy conflict. But you know, the effect is of course that they can in Russia they have a little bit of relief. Because our policy and economic and resource attention is diverted towards the Middle East, towards the crisis in the Suez Straits and all these sideshows ultimately. Because the ultimate real battle is, of course, between the West and Russia in Ukraine. And the question if Ukraine can join the West, join NATO and be fully part of the West like Poland, like the Baltic Republics. Of course they should and they will. And that's the only way for peace. And we must win there so we don't have to be distracted. And of course they have the opportunity. Now Venezuela is of course itching already for disaster. And North Korea is always the big crisis point. And there are other choke points of strategic interest which they can of course ignite, and they know that very well. And one of them, that's really not a big secret, is Kosovo and Bosnia. And of course Serbia can do the following thing: a strategic conquest of the north of Kosovo, claiming there is some local population which really wants that, which in reality they don't want to live in an occupied war zone. And as we have seen, once you make it very clear that there is clarity here, the north of Kosovo is fully integrated economically, fiscally and infrastructure-wise. And that's why I'm always calling for the euro for all Kosovo, not the dinar. I'm calling obviously this number plates which Kurti has done very good. And now to make clarity for the population, and they will accept it, and they are already, many of them, complying. And it's of course with many advantages, especially when now visa liberalization is there as well. And there will be also decent development in the north of Kosovo. Where is the danger? They can of course put the troops very fast. They are, say, the Serb military after the Banska terror attack. By the way, the same person, Srpska list president, Milan Radovici, is the guy who is now claiming that the introduction of the euro is depriving, it's like a physical attack on the people of the north of Kosovo. I mean, this is such a crazy person, and this is such a dangerous person. It's really very shocking that he is not extradited already, as he should be, obviously, because of his involvement in this terror attack in Banska. I mean, with state backing of Serbia, no doubt about that one. And of course, the logic is, like often in the world, it is, they know very well that time is not on their side. This is very logically that time is not on the side of the Serb extremists, because their Russian master will be losing. And Russia is crumbling economically, fiscally, technology-wise, and they have lost the war in Ukraine. And obviously now there is this moment where they are thinking, under this momentary shadow of this counter-offensive of Russia in the east, they will have, of course, Russian approval, and then they try to escalate. That was the reason why they were trying it already in Banska in the 24th of September. And of course, now in this most dangerous period, by the February 2024, it's the most dangerous month on the Balkans. Yeah? And of course, this month is there, and we have to maneuver very carefully, but on the other hand, not being too careful, because when we somehow are seen as weak, then we invite aggression. So what we need is massive deployment of American troops in the Balkans, massive presence of the American Navy in the Adriatic Sea, and of course, javelins for Kosovo, very good, but not exactly somewhere in the future. But now in February, the first delivery must be there, and it must be visible in the hands of the Kosovo forces, displayed on the National Day on the 17th of February 2024. And, you know, there must be also Air Force. The US Air Force must be visible over Banja Luka, must be visible on the radar screens of the Serb military, and massively. And that's the only way to deter aggression and to make it very clear what I campaign now since the summer. In case of war, immediately there must be a military reaction. Not waiting months and months like in 99, where until they had committed genocide, and then in April and May to strike the Serb targets. Immediately to strike the targets is the only way to deter such a war. And once we have survived this winter without an escalation in the Balkans, you will see that then the Serbo-Maidan, I call it the Serbo-Maidan, the basically a reaction of the Serb middle class against the authoritarian regime of Aleksandar Vučić will come up, and there will be clarity, and there will be, of course, nobody will recognize the illegitimate elections of the 17th of December, and there will be a coalition of reform. And of course, you see it already now with the Santulovic father and his daughter, separate occasion, going to the Yashari Memorial and laying flowers to apologize for the crimes of the Serb army in 99 in Prekaz. These are very important moments. And Čedomir Stojković was now as well in Prekaz. And I invite all the Serb opposition politicians who want to be European to come out and say very clearly, recognize Kosovo and apologize for the war crimes, Serbia to join the euro, to join NATO and to join the EU. And that's a little bit my approach also to the center-left of Serbia and the movement against violence. But then on the other hand, they are not ready to call for recognition of Kosovo. They are not ready to apologize and go to Prekaz. And they are not ready to call for NATO membership. And that's also not fair. Say it very clearly and loudly that you will do that and be part of the pro-Western opposition. And don't, because it was a very terrible thing what happened. Mr. Santulovic, the opposition leader from the center-right, which is under double pressure, because the center-left of the movement of the Democratic Party, basically Serbia Against Violence, is not recognizing him as opposition leader. Fair enough. I mean, they are the center left, yeah. But then the EPP is continuously betting on Aleksandar Vučić as part of the Western appeasement agenda and this effort to keep Serbia somehow out of the war in Russia and keep it peacefully and not have the war, always by appeasing Vučić. So Vučić appeasement is the guarantee to non-escalation, while Vučić has threatened war now 5 times. And under his watch, this Banska terrorist attack has happened. So I really don't know what kind of strategy is this. And Mr. Santulovic, he posts on Twitter in the beginning of January that he was in Prekaz last year to lay flowers. He seemingly has not had the courage to tell it openly to the people in 2023, but he had the courage to come to Vienna and to Pristina and to call for NATO membership and recognition. I organized myself the press conference in Vienna after he did the same in Pristina, recognizing Kosovo, joint NATO membership, joint EU membership. This is the only road to peace. And he had that courage. But when he did it in the beginning of 2024, put it on Twitter, they have, that's the same guy, Milan Radovici. He took him to custody. Then he was sentenced to 10 days of prison and he was tortured during captivity. And this is the way the center-right EPP member SNS is treating their center-right opposition, Republican Party. And the EPP in Brussels, we have one, Aleksandar is such a nice guy. Let's visit him and he will keep peace. Oh, let's see the next month what kind of peace it keeps. And he is under massive pressure, of course, by his own radicals and, of course, by Russia to make something, yeah, because they need the southern front. And this southern front, well, we see if he wants to give it or not. We will see. I guess it's inevitable and we must be prepared for it. And the only way we can really avoid war is by massive mobilization of American military assets in the Balkans and the presence in February of them over the airspace over Bosnia and Serbia, in the Adriatic Sea, and of course massively at the border area between Kosovo and Serbia, and also with the clear mission to act immediately in case of Serb military aggression. Because that's what they can do. They can militarily, of course, take the north of Kosovo and, of course, the Trin River Valley in Bosnia and, of course, Banja Luka. I think they cannot really keep the Herzegovina, the southern part of Bosnia. That's beyond their military means. But, of course, they can be pushed back. But once they have it, they are really very difficult to push back. And the EU, what can they do? Freeze the funding, freeze the candidate status. In the case that's to be evaluated against the Serb dream of unification of north of Kosovo and Bosnia with Serbia, that's of course for many in Serbia the much bigger price than the threat of non-EU candidate status or the funding and all these things. Yeah. That is the big danger here in this month. And if we go through this period, now it's the end of January until the beginning of March, and we have managed until the 16th of March to avoid war in the Balkans. It's of course a very, very big achievement. And then under the defeat of Russia, I think also the Serb extremists will be losing the power in Belgrade. And then we will have peace in Balkans. Once there is a pro-European, pro-NATO, pro-American government in Serbia, which is ready to join NATO and recognize Kosovo, and once Russia is defeated and ultimately is crumbling and will be dismantled by its internal dissolution factors, the internal centrifugal powers, and you will see there are so many of them, and definitely this will be in the next steps. And you will see 2024, we'll see the victory and freedom agenda completed, and Pax Europiana will have made one contribution, because you heard it first here, and this will be exactly how we will proceed. Thanks a lot, and please be very careful now in the Balkans, and please, America and NATO, prepare for potential aggression, and let's be united together in the NATO alliance, and of course everybody joining NATO from Ukraine, Kosovo, Bosnia, Austria, this is the logic. And for enlarged and strong NATO summit at the Washington summit. I will talk about that in the next podcast in the coming days. Best regards, stay safe and please support Peace in Europe by a strong NATO and EU enlargement. Bye.